Hello, welcome to Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. My name is Claudia Haynes. We're reading The Dragons of Blue Land, the third and final story in the My Father's Dragon series by Ruth Stiles Gannett, originally published in 1951. The prologue. What went before? Once a baby dragon flew away from home to ride on a cloud, and he fell off onto a place called Wild Island, hurting one wing so badly that he could not fly back to his cloud. The fierce wild animals of Wild Island tied him to a rope, and when his wing got well, they made him fly back and forth across a muddy river. An old alley cat exploring the island saw the miserable dragon. They became good friends, and she promised to help him escape. When she went home, she told Elmer Elevator, a brave boy of 9, all about the dragon. He set off to the rescue and tricked the wild animals, cutting the dragon's rope just as the animals were about to catch him too. He jumped onto the dragon, and off they flew. Then Elmer remembered that he'd better start back, home to Nevergreen City. The dragon offered to fly him, but a terrible storm forced them down over the ocean. Just by luck, they landed on a sand bar near an island, and when they waded ashore, they found that only canaries lived there. Elmer met an old canary friend who introduced them to the canary king, King Can the 11th. The king asked if they would dig up an old treasure chest, explaining that he was suffering from the dreadful disease of curiosity and could not get well until he had seen that treasure. Elmer and the dragon finally found the treasure. Everybody joined in a wonderful celebration, and afterwards Elmer and the dragon flew off to Nevergreen City. The dragon left his good friend on a wharf and started back to his own home in Blue Land.